of it, and they'd come up and go out and hunt food, and then they'd go back in that hole, and you could hear them when they get so far down they'd hit water. I guess that's what's called crawfish land, because where they are, they're all over the place. And if that's not crawfish land, then I don't know what it is.
Say if you had a swamp and you were getting water off the swamp, you'd say that you were doing what?
You mean water to use to drink or for?
You wanted to cultivate the land.
So oh. Well, I guess you'd call it draining it. You would have to dig ditches or something and drain it.
And something deep and narrow with a small stream running through the bottom of it.
A canal? Is that what you're thinking about?
What's a canal?
Well, that's what it is, just a narrow place dug out for water to run down. Some places they have them for irrigation purposes, and they run the water in those canals and then stop it up and then put their irrigation things in it and let it run out into the fields. Mm-hmm. And of course, if they just do it for drainage, then they call it a drainage ditch.
Say if you had a pretty heavy rain and the water had washed some of this dirt off and cut little, what would you call it?
Well, I guess what we would call it, although I don't think that would be the correct name for just little ones, we'd call it gullies. Mm-hmm. I guess if it was just small ones, you'd have to call it something else.
How big is a gully?
Well, anywhere from about as deep as your head to, there's one not far over there, it's as deep as this house or more.
And what sort of, running water do you have? You talk about a...
Now we have water from a community water system. Mm-hmm. But used to we had a deep well right out there just outside where your car sit. Mm-hmm. It was 84 feet deep. And we drew water with a bucket about this long. And mm-hmm. up on top we had a round block. And the rope fastened to that, and then out on one side we had a crank that turned it and wrapped that rope around the block and pulled it up. And before that, people had dug wells, and they'd dig them about this big square, and then they'd put a pole up like this, and up on this end they'd put a little pole and tie a bucket at the end of it. And then they'd pull that pole down, they'd go down and then get the water, and then they'd pull it back up. I can't explain it to you, you'd understand it if you haven't ever seen one. But they just
sort of hinged on.
Yeah, just they'd have it fixed where it'd turn this way on this post that stood up. And then this one out here had the pole with a bucket to it, and they'd, if you ever notice, sometimes on the Western, on television, if you ever watch it, you'll see one, how they let that down and get the water and then bring it back up.
What do they call that? Some sort of pump or something?
No, we just called it a dug well. Hmm. And they were very common when I was a child, but I don't reckon there's one anywhere in this country now.